This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, the 2nd of May, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm evening across Israel with clear skies in Tel Aviv and a gentle breeze in Jerusalem. In Haifa, the night is pleasant, perfect for a stroll outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Angry Bird Hezbollah chief sparks uproar in Lebanon, according to Ynet. Just in. Tensions are rising amidst Israeli strikes on Hezbollah targets in southern Lebanon. Also, earlier this hour, Walla reports senior members of the Gaza flotilla have declared a hunger strike a day before their detention hearing in Israel. Also this hour, Axios reports Trump announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon, a proposal that poses political challenges for Netanyahu, but may aid in peace talks with Iran. Separately, an attack on a nun in Jerusalem has sparked an outcry, as reported by JTA earlier today. Tensions between Christians and other communities in the city are escalating. And finally, Hebrew University has called the attack on the nun part of a troubling pattern of rising hostility toward Christians in Jerusalem. Reaction has been swift on social media. Net News reports tensions in Lebanon are escalating due to Israeli strikes and U.S.-mediated contacts between Israel and Lebanon, posting just minutes ago. Elad Fishberger notes the Turkish company behind Clash Report is run by a former TRT media director, posting only minutes ago. IL Red Alert, a real-time missile alert tracker, shares that there has been one drone alert since midnight, in a post from earlier. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with tensions in Lebanon. Ynet reports that the uproar is fueled by recent Israeli military actions and diplomatic efforts involving the U.S. Hezbollah's response could influence regional stability and affect ongoing negotiations. Turning to the ceasefire announcement. Axios highlights that Trump's proposal is politically sensitive for Netanyahu, as it ties into broader peace talks with Iran. The ceasefire aims to de-escalate military actions, potentially easing regional tensions. Meanwhile, the hunger strike by Gaza flotilla members highlights legal and humanitarian concerns. According to Walla, these individuals are contesting their detention with support from the Adala organization. The strike underscores the ongoing conflict and its impact on detainees. On the diplomatic front, the attack on a nun in Jerusalem has heightened religious tensions. Hebrew University's statement reflects growing concerns over community relations. The incident could strain ties between religious groups in the city. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports the U.S. will sell Israel discounted munitions against drones costing $1 billion. This deal aims to enhance Israel's defense capabilities against Iranian threats. Separately, Israel Hayom Business notes changes in tax brackets will result in salary increases for some workers, affecting those earning over 16,150 shekels monthly. This adjustment aims to ease living costs. And finally, CTEC covers the trend of young investors in Israel flocking to Polymarket, a platform for betting on events like ceasefires and elections. This reflects a shift towards speculative investments among the youth. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 12 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.